The future of gaming is AI-generated refinement, creativity-driven automation, and highly immersive and reactive worlds and characters powered by machine learning. Right now, Microsoft and Xbox are teaming up to build a massive infrastructure that is cloud-powered, server-based, and AI-centric to build games bigger and faster than ever before. But the big question on everyone's mind is, at what cost? This is Cole Eastwood. Welcome back to the channel. Today, we're going to talk about AI and Xbox and Microsoft's new chipset that is the largest chip in the world. If you end up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new content. And let's talk about AI and the new hardware for Xbox games. Microsoft is ready to unveil an entire cloud and AI-based server infrastructure for Microsoft products that is also purpose-built for their gaming cloud system and on offer for their studios to enhance creativity led by human direction. One major change from AI comes in the form of making the game's experience that we love look and play better through cloud-powered AI resolution and frame rate boost. The new Xbox Series S and X consoles already have this future-proof design built into the chipset to work in concert with cloud AI servers and an all-new system-on-chip that will likely power the next Xbox console. Microsoft has spent the past 6 years developing a cutting-edge hardware stack, the new Azure, Maia, and Cobalt AI CPU. Both built in-house at Microsoft, combined with a deep overhaul of its entire cloud server stack to optimize performance, power, and cost. The Azure Cobalt CPU, named for its blue pigment, is a 120-core chip that's built on the ARM Neoverse CSS design and customized for Microsoft. It is manufactured on the 5-nanometer TSMC process. Maia has 105 billion transistors. Right now, this is the biggest and most advanced chipset in the world, and it's made to power Microsoft Enterprise and possibly Xbox's cloud AI systems. Maia is currently being tested also with ChatGPT 3.5 Turbo, meaning it can be used to give real-time generative feedback for physics, animations, and even AI-driven characters in Xbox games instantly and naturally, creating unprecedented immersion in RPG or story-based games. One great example of immersion-building features that could only come from AI-generated chat and voice is this example of Skyrim being modded to use ChatGPT, allowing a companion character to interact with you in real time through your microphone headset.
Herrika, do you know that you're trapped in a game and your world is a simulation?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Rain, are you trying to test my patience again?
Watch what you're doing.
We've been through this before. Skyrim is not a game. It's a real and vibrant world. You really need to stop playing those silly pranks on me.
Ah, you got me. I'm so silly. Like, health they have and how much damage they do.
Nice job unlocking that door, Rain. Your lockpicking skills impress me sometimes. Any good loot inside?
Okay, you're the boss.
Glad you finally realized it, sweetie. Ooh. Oh dear, Rain. Last night was quite the adventure, wasn't it? I remember bits and pieces, but it seems you were...
Did I do anything I'll regret?
Well, let's just say you were quite the charmer last night. You were dancing on tables, flirting with everyone, and oh, you had a rather interesting encounter with a Khajiit merchant.
Right, well, we've had a lovely day, Herrika. Is there anything you would like to say to our friends?
Well, it's been quite the adventure, hasn't it? I just want to say before we part ways for the day, thank you all for your support and bravery. I couldn't have asked for a better group of friends.
Aww, isn't she lovely?
Here the voice is a bit stilted and sounds unnatural, but this is only improving, especially as AI is able to more accurately voice print the human voice actor or sound more natural. But this already shows that an AI-generated companion can respond naturally and as quickly as the human written or cultivated companion would do in an RPG video game. The idea of bringing in automation for AI-generated voices will continue to put more people out of jobs, but will create a small number of jobs to guide and direct this new software. But it could also make games more engaging and allow voice actors to get paid for more work while spending less time in the studio for smaller parts. Voice-printed NPCs could maximize immersion and give residuals to voice actors working on multiple games. Recently, head of Xbox Game Studios Bethesda and ZeniMax, Matt Booty, spoke about the labor power and creative workforce it takes to create video games in the modern era.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today, things are very specialized, right? If you think a game like Forza, we have people that just work on car physics, just on tire physics. You think about even the role of an animator, you know, there's people who do the rigging, which is how you connect the motion capture to the character. There's character modelers. There's people who just do surfaces and textures for things, right? It's become very specialized.
Some of the positions that Matt Booty described could be led or guided by human creative developers, but many facets of creating video games could be completely automated through AI, even in its current state right now. Let's take a look at one of the very first steps in creating a video game, and that is hand-drawn or digitally painted concept art. This process involves a game director working with concept artists working in Corel Painter, Photoshop, or 3D programs to take a described vision into reality by painstakingly painting a scene with lighting and cinematic mood that sets the mood of what the game will ultimately end up like. This process shown here in high time lapse could be boiled down to several 30-second AI-generated prompts, taking a hand-drawn concept that would take 2 weeks of labor down to just one afternoon. Matt Booty also describes the power of AI in future development.
Every single time anything new goes into a big game, the whole game has got to be tested front to back, side to side. You know, my dream, there's a lot going on with like AI and ML right now and people using AI to generate all these images. What I always say when I bump into the AI folks is, help me figure out how to use an AI bot to go test a game. Because I would love to be able to start up 10,000 instances of a game in the cloud, right? So there's 10,000 copies of the game running, deploy an AI bot to spend all night testing that game, and then in the morning, we get a report. Because that would be, you know, transformational. As games have become more complicated, there's just more interaction. There's more systems interact.
AI also enables developers to explore a wider range of animation possibilities, generating variations and options that would be impractical or time-consuming using traditional methods. This flexibility allows for more creative experimentation and collaboration, leading to innovative, engaging animation styles. The prospect of AI-driven workloads reducing jobs in a cost-cutting market is a dire future that, given the advancements in tech and demand for bigger and a more imaginative games, seems to be a double-edged sword that is hard to ignore or deny. In the end, some jobs will be created as a human element is used to guide automated creations by AI, but we as gamers will get more consistent released games with more polish and immersion than ever before. It's hard to get in the way of advancing tech, but in the end, as long as the AI aren't able to replicate themselves into a human-eating army, gaming will eventually be better with AI behind creating our next favorite game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. A lot of discussion has gone on over the past few weeks about AI. Some developers worried about losing their jobs. I know right now it is a trade-off of games taking longer and finally getting a cost-cutting and time-cutting to get us, the consumers, games faster. But I also worry about all those people that handcraft content. And I think with AI automating some things that we can still get great games and actually push to the next level where we can interact with the worlds in ways we've never, ever done before. If you ended up liking this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. And those who want to support the Cole Eastwood channel can hit the join button below. That will get you entered into monthly giveaways for merch like this Be Nice shirt or a shirt of your choosing. It also gets you early access to videos some 10 to 12 hours before they go up. Also, if you want to support the channel, you can do that by joining the Patreon. There's many tiers there. I also have the Cole Eastwood Super Class, which I will teach you about production, audio, mic, lighting, camera, writing, graphics, thumbnails, and all that stuff. If you want to push your content and learn how to make the best content you can make, you can check that out on Patreon/Cole Eastwood. Also, check out the Ecstasy podcast that runs every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And there we talk about the news and we'll dive more into these topics if you want to hear more long-form discussion that can't be done in a short video. But I want to know what you think about AI. Are you worried about what it'll do? Are you worried about your job? Is your job on the line with AI? And I know it's something crazy to think about. My job that I do when I'm not doing YouTube, my actual real job, is mostly graphic design, and a lot of it can be pushed forward with AI generation. It's really crazy. Let me know in the comment section while you're there, and as I always say, be nice.